NovaGold is staking a lot on the success of the proposed Donlin Gold mine after selling a big asset last year, the Galore Creek project in British Columbia. That's according to its latest quarterly report, which came out last month. This year, Donlin Gold will do more work to develop the mine, collecting more rock samples, for example, which means they need more money. And so all that comes with a price tag of $26 million this year. And NovaGold's share of that expense is $13 million. Here's what Melanie Hennessy, the Vice President of Investor Relations, had to say.
In a market that might be a financial market that might be more challenging, it gives us the opportunity to proceed and advance Donlin without having a need to go back to the market, and what that means without having to issue shares or go back to our shareholders for a need of money.
What she means is that by selling the project in British Columbia, NovaGold doesn't need to raise more money to cover its expenses. NovaGold and Barrick Gold are the two companies trying to make the Donlin Gold mine happen. NovaGold is the smaller partner that doesn't have a developed project yet, and the Donlin mine is a huge asset. Barrick Gold is the biggest gold mining company in the world and just completed a merger that made it even bigger. Donlin cleared some major milestones last year. It received federal approval for its lengthy and expensive environmental review and got some major state and federal permits, bringing it even closer to development. But how close? The details on the timeline to finish all the permitting, technical, and engineering work before operating the mine are fuzzy. That's according to Hennessy.
I don't have a timeline.
It will cost a lot to develop the Donlin Gold mine. A 2011 feasibility study put the price tag at roughly $6.7 billion. Barrick and NovaGold are trying to bring that cost down. So Hennessy says selling the Galore Creek project, which had more copper than gold in its deposit, made sense for NovaGold and their shareholders. Hennessy says that NovaGold shareholders are more interested in gold investments anyway, and the Galore Creek project was mostly copper. NovaGold also applauded the local support for the project in its quarterly report. In that report, NovaGold board chairman Thomas Kaplan made a curious statement. He said there is no opposition. 12 tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta passed resolutions opposing the mine last year, and Hennessy says Kaplan was referring to the tribes that participated in the environmental review process that had wrapped up last year, as well as Donlin's outreach efforts over the past decade.
From those efforts, there isn't really broad opposition.
The Donlin Gold Mine enjoys a lot of political support in Alaska, including Governor Mike Dunleavy, who says Alaska is, quote, open for business for natural resource development. NovaGold's top brass echoed Dunleavy's open for business statement quite frequently in the quarterly report. Meanwhile, the State Department of Natural Resources is preparing for public comment and hearings over more permits for Donlin in the next couple of months. Those include permits for infrastructure like a road, fiber optic cable, a port, airstrip, and a 315-mile gas pipeline. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.